Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. As you know, every week or so, I take a segment or two, just the two of us, and share some thoughts with you. I want to continue a little bit of kind of a series. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I talked to you a little bit about the fact that we're going to have millions of small businesses for sale coming up over the next 10 years, many of them right now. We got the largest cohort of generation of business owners in the history of the planet are right here in the United States. Baby boomers are coming into the fourth quarter of their career, and they're going to go out one way or the other, feet first or head first. And the interesting thing is, unlike in past generations, a lot of their children are not interested in the business. I see this more and more. And so they're going to be selling this business. They think they're going to be selling it. And whether you buy it or not is going to depend on how well you put it off. So I wanted to talk about that, and I want to continue on that theme with a few principles to employ when you're considering ownership. And I have to thank my friend Russell Brown. His book Laws of the Business Buying and Selling Jungle gave me inspiration for this, and has always been great inspiration for me. Russell has. So here's a couple of principles to think about. Buyer beware of himself. You know, in the security industry, full disclosure is the coin of the realm, right? You know about all that. You caveat emptor, which is for the marketplace, doesn't work in securities, does it? But it's in the marketplace. It's fair warning. It's a fair warning standard. But if a seller misleads or misrepresents something, you may be able to have legal redress. But business purchases that don't work out are born more from inept buyers than from seller malfeasance. So if you buy a business and the seller gives you bad information and you're able to prove it, and I know of cases where this has happened and the buyer was able to take the seller back to court and claw back some money. I've seen it happen more than once. So if that happens, you've got legal redress, right? But if you just are inept, if you don't do a good job, if you don't ask the right questions, if you get too impatient, if you move too fast, if you buy the wrong business, then nothing's going to protect you from yourself. So buyer beware of yourself. What's a business worth? That's the next one. There are many metrics and factors that are used to divine the value of a business, including strategic elements outside of the numbers, outside of the empirical. But primarily, you should focus on the business's ability to generate earnings, net profits. With the exception of strategic factors, like if the prospective business, where you need a supplier, you need their customer list, you need a certain part geography to fill out your geography, and you can buy it cheaper than you can own it. Other than things like that. If a prospective business isn't creating acceptable earnings and you don't know how to change that, don't buy the business. If a business isn't creating earnings and you don't know how to change that, and if the price doesn't reflect what it's going to cost you to change that, to ramp up those earnings, then why would you be buying that business? So you're not that desperate, are you? If you are, then you know, desperate people do desperate things, meaning they buy a business. Go back to what I said earlier. Beware of yourself. Beware of your own motivations. A business is supposed to be profitable. Now, when you're starting a business from scratch, you know, you spend a lot of time where your business probably isn't profitable. But doggone it, if you're buying a business already in that's working, it's already open, and it's been open, you got customers, and if that business, if the jury's in on that business model, and it has been sustainable, if it's not profitable, why? And why would you want it if you can't make it profitable? Here's another one. Disregard unreported cash. Disregard unreported cash. If a prospective seller tells you about unreported business income in order to justify the asking price, that's at least a strike one against continuing to pursue this seller. This happens all the time. A seller will say, I know I don't have all that on the bottom line, but don't worry. You know, I take $5,000 out of the business every month. You know, that's not on the books, that kind of thing. Well, do you really want to buy a business for someone who admits to breaking the law and then tries to trade on it? So disregard unreported cash. It may not be there. You might wind up with a problem with the IRS. Here's another one. Match questions to the process. If you ask a seller too early about something you would discover during the due diligence process, you're likely to get hyperbole or a lie. Then when the due diligence produces the truth, you'll have an embarrassed seller and perhaps a deal that goes south. So if you ask a question too soon, the seller will probably give you the wrong answer as a defensive mechanism, when later on, you're going to have to find that out on your own anyway. Don't ask a question that you're going to have to find out on your own anyway, because they probably won't tell you the truth and you'll catch them in a lie. And then that'll create an uncomfortable situation. So careful when you ask questions. Here's another one. Beware the desperate seller. With the exception of a death or an illness or a disability or a divorce, an owner desperate to sell probably has desperate circumstances. Sometimes this converts into a buying opportunity for you, but often it manifests in a price that can't be justified by the performance of the company. Translation: the seller needs someone to solve his financial problems, and his price is based on the extent of that problem, not on the true value of the business. Beware the desperate seller. Don't bring lawyers in too soon. This is the last one. You're likely to bring a lawyer in to help you with the acquisition, but when lawyers are introduced into the process too soon, the chance of having a deal that won't get done is greatly increased. Lawyers are like medication. They can save your life, but they must be administered properly. And beware the lawyer who's a frustrated entrepreneur on either side of the desk. Information, orderly process, and patience are your friends when you're buying a business. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.